Future is now. And welcome to the SBK Crypto Podcast. 15 minutes of crypto fame.
Charles Story, I will be your host for the next 15 minutes. We're coming live from the City of London, so let's get down to business. Today is Wednesday, the 8th of November, 2017. Bitcoin is currently trading at $7,369, which is up 2% in the last 24 hours. Ethereum is currently trading at $299, which is up 2%. Ripple's at 21 cents, which is up 3%. And Litecoin is at $62, which is up 10%. A big thanks to everyone that tuned in yesterday. We want to say a big thanks to Shane Kehoe, co-founder of SVK Crypto, for giving us an amazing interview yesterday. With that in mind, let's get into the next part of the show.
Crypto News Flash. Find crypto news stories from around the world.
First story of the day, a bit of background first of all, is regarding the CME's announcement to list Bitcoin and have a futures market for this. So there's been lots of speculation on this. They have announced it, but we're waiting on a few things, from one of them being from the US Securities and Exchange Commission. So the story is going to be talking about the chairman of the CME Group talking about his view on Bitcoin, what we need for this to kind of go forth so people could begin trading on this. So let's get into it. One of the senior figures at derivatives giant CME Group believes that Bitcoin is on course to become its own tradable asset class. In an interview with Reuters on Tuesday, the company's chairman, Leo, said Bitcoin will likely come to trade in a similar way to how gold and stocks are exchanged today. Notably, CME Group last week announced plans to launch a Bitcoin futures contract, aiming to have the product available by the end of the year. The product is still contingent on approval from the US Securities and Exchange Commission, the firm indicated at the time. Leo told Reuters that he expects institutional investors to take part in the futures contracts, rather than just speculators, and called the move a very important step for Bitcoin's history. The product will enable investors to bet on Bitcoin as well as short sell the cryptocurrency. He went on to say, "We will regulate, make Bitcoin not wild nor wilder. We'll tame it into a regular type of instrument of trade with rules." In the interview, Leo explained he initially did not believe in the Bitcoin, but that his interest later grew. "I'm still the same guy who believes in at least examining change," he explained. What a fantastic story. We're waiting at SVK Crypto to hear more. We've been tuning into Twitter, all of the newsrooms out there, forums, blogs, to hear of any upcoming announcements. We'll keep you guys tuned as and when they come in. Let's get on to the next story. Bitcoin price rebounds to $7,400 as SegWit 2x support declines. This is a fantastic story talking about how the support has switched it from in favor of SegWit 2x to against SegWit 2x. So without a shadow of a doubt, let's get into the story and go through the points. Earlier today, on November 8th, the Bitcoin price recovered at over $7,400 after dipping briefly below $7,000 as the market continued to show support for the original Bitcoin blockchain over SegWit 2x. Decline in support for SegWit 2x. Charlie Lee, the creator of Litecoin and former Coinbase executive, revealed that Nick Szabo, blockchain, Bitcoin and smart contracts pioneer, whom the Bitcoin community considers a figure closest to Bitcoin creator Satoshi Nakamoto, has publicly expressed his opposition against SegWit 2x. And this is a tweet he wrote. "I noticed this also. In my opinion, Nick Szabo is the closest we have to Satoshi, if not Satoshi himself. With Nick and all of the Bitcoin core devs, that means developers, against SegWit 2x, why are people still pushing for the hard fork that will split the chain?" And the story goes on to say, "Scaling is a sensitive but important topic to Bitcoin developers, community and the industry. But the community has been adamant that developments within the Bitcoin protocol and other cryptocurrencies should be executed and conducted in a decentralized manner, like any other open source project. Over the past few months, the conflict between SegWit 2x supporting businesses and the Bitcoin community has been portrayed as a battle between small block supporters and the so-called big blockers, and that has certainly not been the case. The community has rejected SegWit 2x because of various technical issues, beginning with the closed source development opaque agreement made between a restricted group of businesses, developers, and miners, and the Segwit 2x development team's refusal to implement strong replay protection. As such, the demand for Segwit 2x and support for the software has declined in the past few weeks. Even from the mining community, Bitcoin journalist Carl Torpy noted that hash rate support for Segwit 2x has substantially decreased in the past week as well. More to that, an increasing number of mining pools in the industry have started to terminate their support for Segwit 2x. Very important story. Let's get on to the next one. Okay, so second story today. Goldman Sachs, Bitcoin will consolidate at $8,000 before rising even more. Early this month, Bitcoin continued its upward trend by reaching a new record high, breaking the $7,000 barrier. Unprecedented it may be, but now Goldman Sachs has issued a prediction that the cryptocurrency will consolidate somewhere around a value of $8,000. Shiba Zafari, the vice president of Goldman Sachs FICC Market Strategies team, made the forecast over the weekend. The market has shown evidence of an impulsive rally since breaking above $6,044. She wrote, according to a report from Cointelegraph, next in focus, 7,941 might consolidate there before continuing higher. However, we should note that Zafari made very different predictions for the future of Bitcoin only a few months ago. In August, she suggested that the cryptocurrency could hit a high of $4,800, but that it would subsequently dip down to somewhere in the region of $2,200. Zafari no longer believes that a major downturn is on the cards for Bitcoin. After a brief period consolidating around $8,000, she projects that it will increase in value even further. And given the increases we've seen over the course of the year, it's perhaps unsurprising that his recent upward bound is the new price target. What a great story. What's great about this story, it then goes on to say, there are more aspects of Bitcoin beyond investment opportunities. Seeing great praise, Apple co-founder Steve Wozniak recently said that Bitcoin is better than gold, because its capacity to resist arbitrary supply changes translates into reliable stability. Obviously, there are still numerous unanswered questions about the future of Bitcoin. However, Zafari's comments from the weekend suggest that even those who have harbored doubt about the cryptocurrency's longevity are beginning to change their mind. With that in mind, let's go on to the next part of the show.
Top Twitter tweet of the day.
First tweet we're going through today is from Blockchain Life, and you can go follow Blockchain Life at Blockchain Life. And this is a tweet. The USD has lost 92% of its value since its issue in 1913, and the US has been increasing the supply of USD at a rate of 13% per year. Every fiat currency has ended in devaluation and eventual collapse, right from the Roman Empire in the first century AD to modern times. Hashtag Bitcoin, baby. Second tweet is from Samson Mao, and you go follow him, at Excellion, so Excellion. Hashtag Bitcoin gets attacked at the political level, like the hashtag MYA. Ethereum gets attacked at the code level. I prefer Bitcoin. I do too, Samson, but we also like Ethereum. But we're very bullish on Bitcoin at SVK Crypto. And that's a very interesting tweet, because Ethereum recently has had lots of issues with wallets. And there's been a lot of missing code there. We've had a few people sneaking in, a few hackers. So what's been happening is they've had to really focus their attention on fixing this little loophole that's been exploited. And he's right that Bitcoin is being discussed at the high levels of political realm. And this is something very important as well. With that in mind, let's get on to the next part of the show.
SVK's current global crypto view.
So today's SVK's current crypto global view is going to be a little bit different. It's going to be a different format. We're going to go over a current trading ICO or token now. And the reason we're going to do that is because we have strong views about this. We haven't, just full disclosure, we haven't invested in this, but we're looking into it. So I thought I'd share some of the ideas that we've found on this and some of the views that they're kind of going around the office at present. So let's get into it. And we're going to be speaking about the Hedge Project. So the Hedge Project creates crypto-traded indices, CTIs, that anyone can invest in. It is different from other crypto investment platforms in the sense that their CTIs are passively managed following a set of rules and guidelines similar to how index funds work in the traditional finance space. Unlike other crypto funds, where the valuation shouldn't deviate too much from book value, Hedge Project is a platform where they design the index for others to invest and collect the management fee. So what they do is they don't put any capital at risk, and as such, the project is a lot more scalable than other crypto funds. So Hedge Project is run by Savo Losfin, a finance veteran with over 10 years of experience in trading and asset management. I believe he was the head of financial advisory service at Deloitte Slovenia. So he's very recognized in the industry. The ICO went ahead, it was very successful. So let's break down into the finer detail. So to start with, what are the tokens used for? HDG, which is their trading symbol tokens, are used to pay for fees incurred on the Hedge Project platform. If users have HDG in a trading account, they will pay fees automatically with the token. If they don't, there will be a function that will buy the tokens in the spot market with a market order. So 20% of profits generated from the Hedge platform will be used to buy back and burn HDG tokens. Therefore, HDG token supply will be deflationary. So also one quick thing as well, which is very important. BC30 index was launched on Thomson Reuters through Thomson Reuters Econ, a set of software products to monitor and analyze financial information. Anyone with an Econ account can look up the performance of BC30 index. So what basically happens is Hedge Fund Project currently uses one of the CTI named BC30 index. It tracks the price of over 30 of the largest cryptocurrencies by market capitalizations and accounts for around 90% of the value of the cryptocurrencies. So that's super important there. So let's have a look into this though. So at the minute, they've managed to raise $2 million. The soft cap was $1.5 million. The hard cap was $15 million. So there was a lot of room there. But what's basically happened is after the ICO, they picked up a lot of momentum. So after a huge run in a couple of days of the tokens being distributed, the price of HDG tokens are now back to around the ICO price. 60% of total token supply went to the ICO participants, and the market cap using circulated supplies around $2.3 million and using total supplies around $3.8 million. With a promising team and the idea, we believe HDG has the potential to become top most valuable tokens, which is currently around $12 million by the end of the year. At that time, the first batch of crypto indices should be close to rollout and beta testing of the platform will be underway. So just like a full disclosure, as I said, we're not invested in this. I'm reading some research notes that we have at SVK Crypto. So we're going through these. They're very interesting. And I thought I'd share one today. And we're potentially looking at this still. We're very neutral on it. You know, there's things that we do like and there's things that, you know, we're still a little bit unsure about. So I just wanted to go through that really quickly. We'll be going through more of these. That's a wrap. I've got to bounce. Have a great day, everyone. Thanks for listening.
You've been listening to an SVK Crypto Podcast original. Follow us on Twitter at @SVK_crypto. Email us on cstory@svkcrypto.com. Leave us a message on our website, www.svkcrypto.com.